Hey, it's Alex once again from the Remote Work Life podcast. And today we're going to explore the importance of maintaining a structured daily routine and regular work hours in remote work. And in fact, that has helped me. I'm not saying that it's a one size fits all, but that's something that's helped me. And I want to share, I guess, a personal anecdote, another personal anecdote in today's tip of the day, and provide hopefully some actionable insights on how to create a productive and balanced remote work routine for yourself. So when I first transitioned to remote work, I struggled to maintain a consistent daily routine. And I found myself working odd hours, and those hours were blurring the lines between work and personal time. So that had an impact on my personal time with my wife, with my family, with my kids, etc. So that lack of structure took a toll on my productivity and my well-being as well. I've spoken about that in previous episodes in terms of the well-being side of things. And it wasn't until I committed to establishing a structured routine with regular work hours that I really began to experience the true benefits of remote work. Now, this shift allowed me to maintain a better work-life balance. And of course, I always say work-life balance is personal to you. What's balanced for me is probably not balanced for you, and vice versa. So work-life balance is what you make it to be and what you design it to be. And what I say here, as I said, that shift allowed me to maintain a better work-life balance and significantly improve my overall productivity. So here are a few of the things that I did to put that into action. So I set clear work hours, as I alluded to just now. So I established specific work hours and communicated that with my team. And of course, I was in a role in a job that I could balance, and I could essentially create my own sort of calendar. So that really worked out pretty well. Now, this helped to create boundaries between both work and my personal time, and it reduced the risk of overflow and overworking, essentially. So that's number one. Number two, I created a morning routine for myself. So I started the day with a consistent morning routine to signal the beginning of the workday. And for me, that morning routine involved getting up, of course, having my drink, having my breakfast. If I wasn't going for a walk, I would read very briefly a news article or vice versa. So I'd mix it up a bit, but I'd still certainly have a routine that I'd stick to every morning, as well as my responsibilities as a parent and doing the school run. So this could include exercise as well. For you, it might be meditation, or it simply might be enjoying a cup of coffee before getting into work. Number three, schedule breaks and lunchtime. So again, it's really important to block out in your calendar your break time, to block out the lunch time as well. Incorporate regular breaks and a dedicated lunchtime into your schedule. This allows for you to have a mental rest, and it promotes overall well-being throughout the working day in different ways and forms. So even that little break can take you away from the screen, for example, and give your eyes a bit of a rest. So number four, I created a designated workspace. So creating a designated workspace that's separate from the personal living areas, because there was a point where I was actually working in the same place that I was living and relaxing, and I wasn't able to completely relax fully because I was always reminded of work. So I created a dedicated workspace, and that helped me mentally separate work from home, and it signaled that it's time to, you know, when I was at work, time to focus, and when I was relaxing, it was time to relax. And number five on my list is communicate the schedule, which again I touched on just earlier on. So any schedule that you make, whether that be your professional schedule or, you know, your personal schedule, share that schedule with your team and your family so that they know and they can see that there are boundaries, that creates transparency and helps manage expectations and reduces interruptions during your focused work time. So by maintaining a structured daily routine and regular work hours, remote workers can experience increased productivity and a healthier work situation. It's essential to treat remote work with the same level of professionalism and structure as a traditional office environment. In fact, it's even more important, I would say. So I just want to say thanks for tuning in today. I want you to now reflect on your own current remote work routine and consider how you can incorporate a more structured approach, a daily schedule into your routine. And I just want to wish you continued success with working remotely. If you want to reach out to me, check out my LinkedIn, which I've highlighted in the show notes, and head on over to remoteworklife.io to get more episodes just like this one.